insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
And we will approach what they have done of deeds and make them as dust dispersed.
The 23rd verse of the chapter continues talking about the conditions of the wrongdoers' actions in hereafter.
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
And we will proceed to what they have done of deeds. So we shall render them as scattered, floating dust. As I said in this noble verse, the conditions of the wrongdoer's actions and hereafter is imagined. It says,
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ
And we will proceed to what they have done of deeds, so we shall render them as scattered floating dust.
فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
The Arabic word عَمَل, as Raghib in Mufradat says, in this verse, means every work or job done by intention. But the word fi'l, or verb, is general and is applied to both jobs and works that are done whether intentionally or unintentionally. Also, the Quranic word qadimna, as the beginning of the verse starts saying, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا, we will proceed, is derived from the word qudum, which means to enter or to turn onto something. And here, this word is used for putting emphasis on the matter. That is to say, they have certainly done all their actions intentionally, on purpose, though their deeds are apparently right and good. And thus, for their polytheism and paganism, Allah shall turn unto the work they did and make it scattered motes.
فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
The Arabic word haba means fine dust, and the word manthur means scattered. So the Almighty Allah says,
فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
We shall turn those deeds of them as scattered floating dust, means they will make nothing of it.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
In narrations, the extension of those whose deeds will be nothing is the persons who perform ritual prayer and fast but do not refrain from unlawful food. Such people do hate and have enmity against Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and his followers. By the way, the Arabic word haba, as we translate it into dust, means very tiny particles of dust that cannot be seen in a natural way. You may have experienced some situations that you do not see these tiny particles of dust unless sunlight comes inside a dark room from an opening. It is only in that case that these particles are clear and visible, and you understand that there is something floating in this room. In this way, we can see them. And this sentence shows that their deeds will be so worthless and ineffective that it seems there were not deeds at all. They did not bring anything with them in this world. Though they have tried, they have attempted for many years, but now they look back and they see nothing. What this verse says is like the 18th verse of chapter Ibrahim, where it is said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, the example of those who did not believe in their Lord. أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحِ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاسِفٍ. Their deeds are as ashes on which the wind blows severely on a stormy day. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ. They will not get the benefit of anything they did in the world. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدِ. The Holy Quran says, this is a very threatening warning to us that we should not always be hopeful of our deeds and our actions. Sometimes we might be thinking we are assuming we have something for the next world, but it seems because of some unbeliefs we have nothing. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.